Good afternoon. Welcome into another Saturday on Woods and Water, South Carolina. Flying solo today. Taylor is a little under the weather. Just school starting up. Seems to happen every year. She gets a little cold and just doesn't feel like being on the show with me, and I understand that. So I say I'm flying solo. I've got BB Dalton Harrison coming on in the next segment. She has transitioned over to the South Carolina Wildlife Federation. Of course, transition is the wrong word because she's still got all her other stuff going on. All the other things I see her doing on social media and when I run into her at ICAST and some other places. I don't know how long we're going to – BB and I can talk. We may end up taking the whole rest of the show. Who knows? But anyway, BB's going to talk. Essentially, the reason BB's coming on is because registration is open for the Women's Outdoor Retreat Weekend coming up. So, and we'll talk more about that with BB and probably some other stuff too. So, I don't know what I'm going to get. I got to have a whole stack of stuff here just in case I need it because I don't know how long we'll go on, but we'll go on a little while at least. So, maybe I'll have some time at the end of the show to wrap up some of this other stuff I've got to talk about. But having said that, and since Taylor's not here to help me waste time, to argue or do whatever we do at the beginning of the show, I want to go ahead and get the calendar of events out of the way. A few things happening around the state. And then I want to talk about dove season coming in, a couple of news items. So, like I said, I've got a ton of stuff here, but I won't get to it all. But let's go ahead and do the calendar of events. Brought to you by Visit Anderson Green Pine Landing Event Center. The PD chapter of Whitetails Unlimited is having a banquet Friday, August the 27th at the VFW Post, 3781 in Florence, South Carolina. Games and raffles and social hour start at 6 p.m. Barbecue, pork, and chicken dinner at 7. Tickets are $45, 20 for spouse or child. You know, they're going to have all sorts of drawings, and you can become a table sponsor, a corporate table sponsor. You know, comes with different stuff. But go on to Whitetails Unlimited and look up events in the PD chapter coming up Friday, August the 27th from beginning at 6 o'clock. The Newberry County Gobblers are having their National Wild Turkey Federation Hunting Heritage Banquet on August the 27th. See, wait a minute. That's right. Okay. At 6 o'clock at the Newberry Country Club, you go onto the National Wild Turkey Federation website and you can actually register and buy tickets there. Just look under events happening near me, I think is the way the Wild Turkey Federation does it. Ducks Unlimited, the Ridge Flyway. Annual Sportsman's Night Out banquet is Batesburg, Leesville, South Carolina. Oh my gosh. My mouth just went on overdrive because that's where Sheely's is. If you've never eaten at Sheely's Barbecue, is it Sheely's Barbecue? I need to look that up right quick. But anyway, I'll finish. Okay, so anyway, it's August 28th. It's 6 o'clock in Batesburg, Leesville. Of course, they're going to have, you know, all these conservation banquets. They all have the raffles and everything that that goes on at a banquet to raise money for those non-governmentals. We'll go on. And then on August the 28th from 10 to 4, Nichols Store over in Rock Hill, Darren Nichols' place. And gosh, I remember when it was really just a gas station. It's much more than that now. They're having an outdoor extravaganza. Representatives from SIG, Coast, Remington, Burris, Traeger, Hecker & Koch, Sitka, and much more will be there. They do this every year. I don't know if they did it last year, but they do it right. They have a spread outside and they have a ton of stuff in that store. It's a really good place to visit if you're over in Rock Hill or York area. So anyway, August 28th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., you can go on Nichols' website and learn more. Sheely's, established 1969. I think I've been eating there since like 1970. If you've never been, you need to go. They are closed Wednesday and Sunday. You know, one of the biggest disappointments in life is forgetting they're closed on Wednesday, and you make a detour through Batesburg, Leesville, and the parking lot's empty. That's a disheartening feeling, Bucks, let me tell you what. But it is as good now as it was when I was a kid. I kid you not. I have eaten there for at least 45 years, probably longer. Just good food, and always has been. So if you're ever in that area, that's where you need to eat. Let's see, moving on. Oh, man. Where do I want to go with this? Okay, I'm going to wait because Taylor loves dove season. So I'm going to wait. I am going to tell you this. I will go through the youth stuff so you can get you utes out there that want to go dove hunting. Department of Natural Resources and the U.S. Forest Service do have some youth dove hunts coming up. You require an adult 21 years or older to bring one or two ewes, 15 years of age and younger. Ewes 16 and 17 years of age may participate in the hunt with or without an accompanying adult. That's up to the parent or the guardian. Adult must remain in the field and closely supervise participating youth at all times. In parties of one adult and two ewes, only one youth hunter may be handling a loaded firearm at any given time. Adults are not allowed to shoot. The bag limit is 15 birds per participant. Bird harvested by individual hunters must be kept separate, and in no instance may an individual hunter harvest more than 15 birds. Pre-registration is no longer required for these, but here are the fields. In Abbeville County, the U.S. Forest Service Power Partnership Field is on September the 4th. Charleston County Adult Youth Hunt is held at Botany Bay Plantation Wildlife Management Area September 4th, 11th, October the 2nd, November the 13th, and December 18th. Those are all youth day hunts. Orangeburg County Adult Youth Hunt is Santee Cooper Wildlife Management Area on September the 4th. Sumter County Adult Youth Hunt is held at Manchester State Forest near Wedgefield, Tract Field 1. And Union County Adult Youth Hunt is held at Sedalia. It's a U.S. Forest Service field. And then York County Adult Youth Hunt is held at Draper Wildlife Management Area, and that is on September 4th. Those will all start. Well, the September 4th hunts will all start at noon, and shooting will end at 6 o'clock. And I hope if you have an opportunity to take a kid out there and let him go, it's called a dove shoot because you will shoot, and that's what we do when we go dove shooting. It's a social idea. It's a social thing. It's a social event, and it's a lot of fun. And so I hope if you get a chance to take a youth dove hunting, to take one. I'll hold off on all the dove stuff because Taylor, she does enjoy dove hunting. It clicked for her last year, I think it was. Took her, and for the last couple of years I've been taking her. And I had my own field, but we've had challenges starting a new field, and then with a tropical storm that came through and sucked all the birds out, and it's sometimes it can be tough having your own dove field. Those of you that have them know what I'm talking about, unless you're in one of those agricultural regions which just has doves all over the place. But it kind of clicked for her, and it was fun to watch. The shooting just came together, and it was really a good time. So I'll hang off to that until she gets back with us, hopefully next week. Let's see. Gosh, I don't know exactly where to go. Well, let's do this. Let's don't do anything. We did get into some fishing. I wanted to talk about fishing just a little bit today, but I'm not going to get to it. We did get into some schooling fish over the last few weeks on Lake Kiwi. I'm not going to tell you where. A lot of people probably know. But, gosh, what a lot of fun. But, man, schooling fish have to be one of the most frustrating fish and the most rewarding fish to catch out there. Hit the wrong music. Oh, my gosh. Today is just a disaster zone already. But anyway, the schooling fish, they're going to start doing it on all the lakes. So get ready. It's a fun time to be out there. So hang on. We're going to come back with B.B. Dalton Harrison from the South Carolina Wildlife Federation and talk about some of their events. Y'all hang on. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. Running solo today. My wingman, my co-host, is under the weather. hate that because you just get to listen to me, except for when you have a guest that you talked to a little bit earlier about coming on doing a segment, and with Taylor not here to do the segment she was going to do, I just said, hey, we got extra time. Would you like it? And, of course, BB's always got so much stuff going on that it's just we probably could use this show, part of the next show, and maybe part of a third one just to cover what she's got on her plate right now. But anyway, I wanna welcome BB Dalton Harrison back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. BB, it's always good to see you around. And we see each other at ICAST, we see each other at DNR stuff and around. But it's always good to have a chance to sit down and talk because usually those meetings are kind of like, hey, how you doing? Bye, see you later.
Exactly. And you definitely don't want three shows of me. So.
Oh, I don't know. I enjoy talking to you. So, you know, I enjoy talking to my other guests. They're on. But anyway, no, it's great to have you back on. It's, gosh, you've I know a lot of things that you've done and are doing, but take a minute or so and kind of tell us where you've been. And that'll lead us into your new job with the South Carolina Wildlife Federation.
Yes. Well, thank you very much for having me. It's always a pleasure. So I grew up in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, fishing my whole life. But I started going to a camp that the DNR sponsored, DNR and the Wildlife Federation and the Garden Club of South Carolina, actually.
That would be Camp Wildwood.
Camp Wildwood. Yes. And that's what kind of pushed me on my path. I knew I wanted to be working in the outdoors and natural resources, but really that camp pushed me where I am today. And so I did actually start working with the Department of Natural Resources, was there for a while, started in marine education, and then developed the first aquatic education program for them, which was amazing. Yeah. And they're doing gangbusters now. So it's just very exciting to see. I moved back to saltwater, went back to doing some stuff for the South Atlantic Fisheries Management Council and my fish count. And I also have my own angling and aquatic ed program or company called Angling Women.
Yes.
But yeah, so now I was serving on the board for the South Carolina Wildlife Federation, and I felt like there was some more I could offer to them. So I am now the new, as of a couple of weeks ago, director of education for the South Carolina Wildlife Federation. And, you know, coming from a place where I had one job or one program that I worked on, and now I have about nine.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like you didn't have enough on your plate already.
Right, exactly. So I'm excited to start with them. And like I said, I've been around with them for a long time, serving in one capacity or the other on the board. And now I'm actually a staff member, so I'm excited to be there.
You know, you talked about Camp Wildwood, and that kind of shaped the path or shaped the way your life was going. And that's what they formed that thing to do. Was it that way back when you were there? I mean, was their intention take the first class, you know, invite you back for year two, year three, and all, for those people who wanted to be, you know, like in the biology or the conservation aspect of life? Is that way it worked when you were there?
Yes, it was. You know, we actually only had 2 years, started a year earlier, and there were only 2 years before you became a counselor in training, because all of the counselors that go through that camp were former campers. So it's a process that keeps some continuity to it.
Right.
But when I was in college, I was an advertising major. And because I wanted to work for the Wildlife Magazine, and I was doing ad PR, that kind of stuff, and journalism. And I said, I went on a third year program. That was the second year they ever had it. And they still called us guinea pigs. Okay. So they sent us on this third year program. I said, I cannot sit in a building and write about it. I have to be out in it. I said, I got to be out in it. So I changed my major my sophomore year in college. Still got out in 4 years. Thank you very much.
Wow. I'm impressed again.
And when I say it, I know it sounds cliche, but that really did shape my path. And there's actually a large number of DNR employees and other folks that are involved in natural resources with other companies that, you know, Camp Wildwood impacted them so much. But yeah, a lot of the law enforcement. There's some law enforcement officers that went through camp,
right?
Wildlife biologists
Sure.
that went through camp. Yeah.
That is so neat. Because I've been up, you know, I went up there, I don't know, maybe the first year of this show, 2014 maybe. I went up there in July, and, you know, Dan was there, and Brad Taylor was there, and, you know, I kind of got to spend the whole day around and watching those kids just, and you're right, they plunge you into it. I mean,
oh, yeah.
See, one class, they were sitting out in the trees doing, forestry stuff and leaf identification. Another class was back behind the dam of the lake, turning over rocks and picking up stuff and all.
Exactly. I'm telling you, it will motivate you. It'll inspire you. Dan and I were first year campers together.
Oh my
Brad
gosh.
Was my counselor in training, and now he's the director.
Yeah.
So coordinator and director. Yeah. We can't leave.
No, you can't.
I still go back. I run that second year program for them. And yeah, that's where actually even where I learned about the Wildlife Federation. Our director at the time was Charlie Mayer from Lexington.
Okay.
Well-loved principal there. And he was just instrumental. And that's really how I found out about South Carolina Wildlife Federation too. So.
Now, okay. So year one is there at Kings Mountain State Park, right?
Mm-hmm.
Year two, y'all move up to Sunset, South Carolina. Is that?
We take them up to Mountain Rest, to Walhalla.
Mountain Rest, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And stay at the hatchery.
Okay.
When we can. We have stayed at Oconee State Park before.
Okay, all right.
But they go on Joe Cassie. We raft the Chattooga. This year we added a fly fishing component with a fellow from the Chattooga River Fly Shop up there, which was amazing.
If I have any clue, that was probably one of the most requested aspects of the whole thing, most fun thing, because everybody I talk to that does a segment on fly fishing say it's just overwhelming, all the people want to do it.
Some of the kids, I went ahead and texted their parents and said, hey, you need to get your child a fly rod for Christmas, because I can't pull them off the river.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, we do high ropes at Clemson.
Okay.
But yeah, so the second year they travel around a little more.
Okay.
We go out on, like I said, Joe Cassie with the law enforcement boats, and it's just a little deeper dive into the biology and the
right.
habitat and the upstate. And then the third year
coastal
is down on the coast.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I really want to go to the other two. I haven't been to the one. I need to go back to the one and refresh the one, but I want to go year two and year three and just hang out for
on.
A day or so.
I always have a spot for rafting.
I know. I'm just, like you, I'm spread a little thin
right.
at times. And trust me, going and doing would be so much more fun than sitting behind my desk dealing with the IRS and, you know, all that.
That's right.
Trust me, I understand. I would do it in a heartbeat. But I appreciate the invitation.
We'll save you a spot.
Save me a spot. And just like that, we've eaten up like 9 minutes. I told you, BB. We may run three segments. We'll talk as long as you want to talk. But anyway, getting back to the kind of the real reason that I called you the other day is I saw the invitation for the Women's Weekend,
right?
And which is coming up, and registration's open. I said, well, okay, we need to get BB talking on this. And then, of course, your new thing, gig with the South Carolina Wildlife Federation. I wanted you to talk a little bit about that. So I'm going to start out, you know, since 1931, the South Carolina Wildlife Federation, which is SCWF, has served as the voice for outdoor enthusiasts of every stripe, representing hunter, bird watcher, teacher, backpacker, boater, farmer, gardener, and angler. Y'all build partnerships to ensure everyone can enjoy South Carolina's natural heritage and recreation opportunities for generations to come. And it's your 90th year.
It's our 90th.
90th year of existence. And take just a minute. You haven't been on the board. Tell us a little bit about what SCWF does here in South Carolina, besides what I just read, or in addition to what I just read.
Well, you know, I wanted to make sure as a board member and now as a staffer that people understand what that means, that we've been around for 90 years in this natural resource environment. And really the four things that we do is we try to help conserve, advocate for, restore, and educate. And so there are a lot of programs that we run and things within the South Carolina Wildlife Federation where we try to get the message out to the public through events, through Zooms, you know, events in person when we can.
Sure, sure.
But really to show and to teach about South Carolina's specific habitats, resources, how to use them wisely. When something's in trouble, we do have, you know, the ability to work with a lobbyist to really help push things okay. that will help protect our natural resources. And, you know, having come from the DNR, who is making a lot of the rules and regulations and setting things like that, they don't have the ability to have a lobbyist. So nice for us to be able to complement and make sure we try to push to help protect our environment and protect our natural resources. And sometimes, you know, usually we're all on the same page trying to work for the same thing. We all want a beautiful South Carolina that's going to be around for a long time.
That could not have said it better. You know, I want it to enjoy for me. I want it to enjoy Taylor's generation, you know, my child's generation. And now that I have a grandson, you know, I want it to be there for him.
Of course.
And I want him to learn the same things that I learned, the same, you know, look, it is a natural resource. South Carolina is a natural resource, whether you're hunting, fishing, hiking, camping. You know, the goal is to leave it better than you found it.
Right.
You know, or if that's not a possibility, then just don't leave anything at all. You know,
right.
Go exactly. Enjoy, take all the pictures, but don't take anything away from it that you can't replace.
Right. And things change.
Oh, yes, they do.
One of the things is, you know, when I was a kid.
Got 20 seconds.
I'm sorry.
No.
I always fished for flounder. Flounder's in decline.
Yep.
Things have to change. And that's, you know, that's a way we can react and help, you know, make sure things are around for the future.
All right.
Educating others.
I told you this would go fast. Hey, y'all hang on. We'll come back. BB and I'll ramble a little more. Hey, old boy, what's the water on the other side? You know, it's nice. I miss Taylor being here because she would love talking with BB and all that. But I don't miss her giving me grief about the bumper music. I really don't.
Well, maybe I should just fill that role. No, I'll save it for Taylor.
I was fixing to say, I can hang up on you. I can't hang up on her because I got to live with her, you know. But I can hang up on you, BB. Like I would even do that.
We're going to have to do another one when she can join us.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, she is not happy she's missing this one, I'm sure. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. Still got BB Dalton Harrison here with South Carolina Wildlife Federation, amongst other organizations. BB, you know, when we went to break, we kind of rushed through something, but you were mentioning, last segment you mentioned, when something is in trouble, we all need to come together to fix it. So we have it in the future, and you started talking about flounder, and I know that's something that just happened this year. So, just you know, I hated to rush you through that. I want to give that some air. So air it out however you want to.
No, I just was saying, you know, I think there's a lot of change that happens over time, and so with these trends, and you know, a lot of people said, "Well, I've been doing this way for a long time. Why are you changing the rules now?" Well, that's one of the things as citizens that we just need to keep in mind. Populations change and things, habitats change and natural resources change. So we have to change with them. And that was one of those things. When I was little, I could catch big flounder and now I can't. So those are things that had to change. And the advocacy and the people that were stepping up and making an effort. There were a lot of discussion about that.
A lot of different things
that happened with that. And not everybody may be happy with how that's working, but in the end, it's going to help protect that resource for the future and for your grandson, you know, for populations to come. So it's just one of those things that we have to do is kind of watch that change, help monitor it. And that's for the advocacy part. That's one of the things that the South Carolina Wildlife Federation does. We advocate to make sure that those natural resources will be protected.
You know, at ICAST, TRCP, Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership, always had some great lunchtime panel discussions. And I always go to one of them. There's always one of them that really fits me. Like this year, one was 30 by 30 and one was Gulf Coast Menhaden. Well, Gulf Coast Menhaden just didn't, you know, okay. I know they're out there and they're bait fish and there's all sorts of, you know, they're the food chain, kind of the lifeblood food chain for the oceans and all. But 30 by 30 was, and one of the big things about 30 by 30 is the definition of conservation. You know, we need what is conservation? What does it mean to conserve? What is conservation? And what does it mean to be conserved? And now we can go back to what it was. And with flounder, that's what we're after. We know we're trying to conserve what we've got. Conservation is what we did with the restrictions. We got a brand new program down at Waddell for a flounder stocking program out of this. And at some point, that will be the flounder. We will have conserved the flounder population, and then we can possibly open it back up to a little more liberal limits and stuff like that, depending on how things run. And that's just what we all have to realize, that change happens. Nothing stays the same. And our goal is to get it back what it was, you know, before whatever happened.
Right, and get it to where it can be managed, so that everyone can enjoy.
That's exactly right.
And enjoy it responsibly. Yes.
Do you know? Did you ever run into Jim Reed in Charleston?
Oh gosh, that name sounds
Superior Diesel. He worked for.
Yeah, my dad worked for Mack.
Okay. So, yeah. So Jim Reed, and excuse me, this is just a rabbit trail out of nowhere. Jim Reed had a place off the Boneyard where he went flounder fishing.
And oh, gosh, don't tell me this.
And he, I mean, we had this little thing called the Put Up or Shut Up Tournament. You know, a bunch of keyboard warriors, and finally somebody said, all right, everybody says they're the best thing. We're going to get together, and we're going to decide this once and all. You either put up or shut up, you know, show up and fish. Jim Reed, I think, I won it one year with a 19-inch flounder. I think it was the first year. But Jim Reed had someplace off the Boneyard or off that beach there somewhere in a hole. And
I kind of know where you're talking about.
Okay, well, he would go out there and come back with these 25 and 26 inch flounders. I mean, they're like huge
doormats.
Oh, I couldn't stand him for that because, you know,
I had a secret spot too on an island, but it was such a dynamic island. It changed. And my little saltwater pond is no longer there. Man, we could every cast we could get a flounder out of
there. Yeah. That's where we want it back. We want it back to an every cast thing. Even if you have to toss back the small ones, hey, that's just what it's about. All right.
It's all good, yeah.
The reason that BB is on the show today is to talk about the Women's Outdoor Weekend.
Yes.
Which I saw the other day. It just opened for registration.
Just opened this past Wednesday.
This past Wednesday.
And it's filling.
See, this is the thing. Okay, so ladies, you need to listen up for this because this is an event for you. This is, correct me if I'm wrong, this is an introductory thing to the outdoors for ladies, right?
Correct. 16 and older. So teens can come to this. I mean, so females 16 and older. And it is an introductory weekend to a lot of stuff in the outdoors. I mean, there's from all the paddling stuff, canoeing, kayaking, paddle boarding, to fishing, introduction to fly fishing, care and prep of fish. So there's fish cooking and cleaning. There's on the archery, or on the hunting side, there's archery, there's skeet shooting, there's deer hunt or hunting 101, and it'll focus really on deer for the fall.
Sure.
Before and after the hunt. So just things to get you ready for the hunt and how you can prepare your spoils. And so what you've harvested. Yeah. So some people, when they're just getting started, can be a little intimidated by that.
Of course.
Then there's things for non-consumptive. There's backyard habitat and there's an eco hike class that's new this year. Nature photography. There's something for everybody. It's about 30 classes to choose from and you have 8 time slots. So
how does that work?
So once you register, and we're trying a new thing this year,
okay.
so we're asking everyone to bear with us, and we're hoping that this is going to make everything easier and smoother. But once you register, and it's at Hickory Knob State Park, so
all right.
you can register online to come to the event, and then if you choose, you can sign up or you can register for lodging through Hickory Knob after
okay.
you are registered. We don't want somebody to get a room and then not be able to get in. So we're
sure.
asking everybody to go ahead and register first, and then you call Hickory Knob and pick a room. Some of them, like some of them have cabins,
okay.
and you can get a kitchen, whatever.
Right.
There's also a restaurant. So we do offer a meal plan.
Okay.
And then after everybody's registered, we will start sending out links so that you can fill out your class choices. And it will do it as you register. So it'll take a little bit of time to get through everybody.
Okay.
But we're going to send them in small batches. So we'll register. After they register, we'll have about 10 at a time go out where they can pick their classes. Then we'll
okay.
go to the next in and all that.
Okay.
So there'll be a little time between, but you can see a list of our classes.
Yes, yes.
On our website.
Yeah,
we've got some
it.
Cool sponsors that have given us stuff. So we'll have raffle prizes. And it's just a really good weekend. We're going to do some things in the evenings. We've got a fly tying demo. We've
okay.
got a bird dog demo. So yeah, we're excited to have it this year. And we will be using all of the standard protocol. We actually have a cool system to let others know how you're feeling.
Okay.
We'll have stickers on the name tags, red, it's just like a stoplight, red, yellow, or green. And the red means keep your 6 feet away from me, keep your mask on.
Okay.
Yellow is kind of like maybe an elbow bump or something. And then green is like,
give me a hug.
Exactly. Give me a hug. It's been so long. Yeah. So, but that will also help quell anyone's, you know,
sure.
discomfort, hopefully. But yeah, we're excited to be able to try it this year.
$150 per person.
Yep.
Meal and lodging separate. There's a meal plan is $80 per person.
And that covers from Friday, you know, the whole thing.
Friday through Sunday.
To Sunday lunch.
Breakfast.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they have a Mexican bar. Yes. It's awesome.
A Mexican bar? Okay.
Yes.
Sold me.
That's great. I'm in.
Dadgum, I just got a haircut. Oh, well. I have a hard time passing. It's okay. I won't even go there. But anyway, and let's see. I've stayed at Hickory Knob. No. I stayed down at the park below that.
Okay.
On Clark's Hill.
Yes.
Oh gosh.
Hold on.
And then I launched.
I'll tell you what it is.
And I launched at Hickory Knob State Park. I launched my bass.
Clark State Park.
Yep. And I launched at Hickory Knob, and covered a DNR fishing tournament. That's what I was down there for. I know
oh,
I was
yeah.
down. Yeah, the state DNR fishing tournament
yes.
in March was on Clark's Hill.
Yeah, was it?
That's why
that
I was
the
down
high
there.
High school, or was that?
That was the high school. Yep.
High school.
And they did not have a photographer that was available to go down there, and so I went down and did all the pictures for them. And with that,
it's kind of like the Dirty Dancing place.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, that's it. That's it.
Kellerman's.
Gosh. All right. Y'all hang on. We're going to come back because we're obviously not done. We almost got through with it, but hang on. We'll be back. More Woods and Water South on the other side. Sophie has made her appearance on the show today. I don't know if you can hear or not. BB can hear. She's over here. There we go. Can you hear that, BB?
Yep.
Crinkle, crunch. Sophie has come in with her Coke bottle. And she has why she does this, I don't know. I don't know.
She's entertaining you.
She wants me to play. She crunches on it for a minute. And she looks up at me like, play? Play? Sophie. Sophie. We can't have that. I'm on the air. Stop. No, we're not going to listen today. Okay, y'all just have to put up with a little bit of crinkle in the background because my office is her home, and I'm not going to run her out today.
It's her habitat.
It's her habitat. That's right. That's right. It's her habitat. Welcome back to the show. Glad you tuned in. Hope you had a good time. If you know a lady, a woman in South Carolina who kind of has stood in front of the, you know, maybe the Field and Stream magazine or Backpacker magazine or Camping magazine and kind of looked at it and said, you know, how do I get from where I am here to that? Then the Women's Outdoor Retreat is for you. You find it, scwf.org, which is the homepage. That'll take you to the South Carolina Wildlife Federation homepage. It's real easy. You can, across the top is a toolbar kind of like thing, because events take you to another page, which lists some of the other stuff we're going to talk about. And down, like one up from the bottom, is the Women's Outdoor Retreat. You click on that, it gives you all the details. There is a link. Let's see me find it. Yeah, it's actually in bold. It says, see our list of classes for this year here. And mm-hmm. That's a Google Doc.
And then you
doc.
Can register right
there. Yeah, you can register. It's got the register box right there. Tells you who all is involved. DNR, Artemis, South Carolina, Earth Connection Outfitter, Angling Women, Clemson University, Parks and Tourism, Survival Assault, Standing Strong. Hoo-hoo. They're doing a mm-hmm. that's a pretty cool thing there. Chattooga River yeah. Fly Shop, John Della Howe, Clemson, the partners that are there. And it gives you – everything is there. So scwf.org. /events, and then and it's all there for you, and everything, all the information's there, right, BB?
Right, and okay. I am going to plug the instructors, because
go ahead.
These instructors have been doing this, most of the instructors have been doing it a long time. We do have some new instructors this year,
okay.
because we're bringing in some new classes,
sure,
or classes we haven't done in a while, and I'm excited about that, but they are so patient. I mean, the reason I do what I do with Angling Women, and the reason I do a lot of the teaching components of this is because we all have somebody that can take us hunting or take us fishing and, you know, get in the car, get in the truck, and
right.
get in the boat, whatever.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
we don't all have somebody who can teach
no,
us.
No, I'm a horrible
and
teacher.
So these instructors are really good. They have lots and lots of patience. And they just present it really well so that you feel comfortable in this learning environment. So we're grateful for all of our instructors.
So in other words, come on, because nobody's going to stand up in front and go, you don't know how to do what?
Right, right. Okay. What is that kind of cat?
Yeah, yeah.
Not that I've ever heard that before.
Sure. No, not at all. Which is why I'm not a good teacher. I never had – my granddad did teach me how to cast. He criticized me at the casting, which was
exactly.
fine. The end result was the same. The only problem is I can't teach because I get frustrated. You're just supposed to do it, you know?
That's right. Just no.
Just do it.
No, do not go to class. I will not have Roger be an instructor.
No, I will not volunteer to be an instructor.
But he might come take some photos.
I might take some pictures and hang out and laugh a little bit. But
Andy
I will
Taylor
not...
can come be an instructor.
Oh, that would be even worse. That would be a train wreck. You think I'd be bad? She's worse than I am. Whose daughter is she? Mine.
Oh, true.
Actually, Taylor's very good, especially with kids. Gosh, yeah, she loves to
awesome.
Be around kids, which is great. Okay, South Carolina Wildlife Federation, we talked about it. We talked about the Women's Outdoor Retreat. But y'all do other things during the year, some other stuff that is coming up?
Oh, yes. So, like I said, they gave me about nine other programs to kind of work with.
Okay.
We have Palmetto Pro Birders. We have Project Wild that we brought back to the state or
okay.
kind of reinvigorated, I guess. So
all right.
teachers from around the state can go through training and get trained to use our Project Wild books. We've got Project Wild, Aquatic Wild, Flying Wild. Kind of if there's something you want to have in your classroom that has to do with wildlife,
there's
we are your people.
Yes.
Yes. And then... like you mentioned, we've got our 90th anniversary coming up.
And I was just looking at that. October the 27th, Central Energy. What's Central Energy? What's that?
It's
that?
In Columbia.
Okay.
And it's kind of an indoor-outdoor kind of venue, I believe.
Okay.
But yeah, so heavy hors d'oeuvres and
oysters
and a
I'm there.
Special guests, including Rudy Mankey. So I'm excited. My dad always loved Rudy Mankey. Everything was doing well.
Yeah.
Hey, look at this such and such over here. It's doing well.
That's right. It's doing well. It's doing well, man.
But yeah, band and all that kind of stuff. So we invite everybody to check that out. But yeah, National Hunting and Fishing Day is coming up.
September 25th.
I'll be up there. That is in the upstate.
South Cove County Park.
County Park, yeah. And it's near, I think, Duke Energy has
Yeah, the World of Energy is up there close to it, yeah.
Yeah. But I know DNR will have some stuff out there, and we will be there with South Carolina Wildlife Federation. We'll have a cool activity.
All right.
And some of our, I told you earlier, because we're pretty cool on YouTube, so we have merch. So I'll have my
merch.
South Carolina Wildlife Federation merch while we're there. And then we've been doing some Zoom classes just because of COVID,
okay.
And you know, just branching out so we can reach more people. We've got a one on fall birding coming up. I just did a run through practice on that today. Right. Some really cool things for attracting birds to your yard, and just really good information. And Jay makes it fun. He's great. He's our habitat educator at the Wildlife Federation. So he is a bird man and he knows it all. And then we've got a spider event coming up where you can at Goodale State Park.
Okay. Arachnophobia just set in.
That is not my thing, but I'm making it my thing because I have to face that fear.
Sure. Sure.
And then one of the things that I think is super cool, because I used to get to vote on it as a board member. I won't get to vote as a staff member, but the wildlife photography contest. And so it's for amateur photographers, and we always, it is so hard to judge that event.
There are so many people out there that take so many good pictures anymore.
Yeah. It's amazing because there's habitat photos and then there's scenic photos. So, I mean, we have some different categories for them, but
there's kid photos and the kids and the outdoor photos too, or something like that.
It's amazing. So, I look forward to seeing those every year, and they will grace things that we post in our social media.
Right.
So South Carolina Wildlife Federation, if you're whatever social media you're on, check for us. We'll be there.
You'll be there.
Because we're cool and we have merch.
You have merch.
Sorry. That's what I get.
No, it's cool.
I just got my new hat, my South Carolina Wildlife Federation hat.
I'm
going
to have to go buy some merch now. I can tell. I'm a sucker for a hat. Numerous hats.
Or naked numerous. Yeah, they come in different colors.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I need to get Taylor a t-shirt if she can't come to the outdoor retreat. You can still order the women's outdoor retreat t-shirt.
All right.
That's cool.
I'll have to do something like that. Jeez Louise. All right.
Check us out.
Check us out. SCWF.org is the website.
SCWF.org.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. You got about 2 minutes, maybe. Yeah, about 2 minutes or so, 2.5 minutes. Because you have other stuff going on and other stuff coming in. So Angling Women. I guess in a minute, tell us about Angling Women.
So Angling Women is an aquatic ed company, fishing education company, and I run out of Charleston or Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. I do some private lessons, things like that. I do programs for the town or the city of Mount Pleasant.
All right.
We have an event, and unfortunately it is full with a wait list, but we have a family fishing night coming up at Shim Creek Park. But that is next Friday, the 27th, I believe. And then, since that's full, there's a kids fishing tournament
that
Kiwanis Club's putting on the next day.
Yes.
And so people can register for that, and they'll get Angling Women on the pier. So we'll
there
be out
go.
There to help.
Okay.
But yeah, we do a lot of educational components, kid things, ladies' nights, that stuff. So it's fun.
Everything you talked about has been fun. I need to come over to your side of the world for a little while.
And you can follow Angling Women on Facebook and Instagram as well. So just to see what we have going on upcoming.
Sounds good. Artemis Women.
Artemis Sports.
Now this is something that's popped up. I know we've done some things for them on the calendar of events, but mm-hmm. All right, you got about a minute and a half now. Take off with okay. that one.
So Artemis Sports Women is through the National Wildlife Federation.
Okay.
And it's really, you know, like the Women's Outdoor Retreat is kind of an intro level to get women involved in the outdoors, to get them that beginning experience. Once you have had that experience and you want to connect with somebody to go out in the field with, that's what Artemis Sports, the complete sportswoman woman. So we try to make a community where women can go out with and participate in outdoor events with each other, not feel intimidated or not, you know, we share information. We did a turkey camp in the spring. We've got a weekend right. on the water this weekend. So that's where I'll be.
Yeah.
But we'll have lots of stuff, and it's just, we're going to promote this to people that are going through these intro classes. Oh, we did a shooting day at the range.
Yes, that's the one. That's shooting. The one that just happened a couple of weeks ago or a mm-hmm. week or so. Yeah, yeah.
So it's really to give people a way to connect, because sometimes we just, you know, you don't want to be the only girl at a hunt club with a bunch of men. So maybe you do. I don't know. But
I always present some interesting situations.
Exactly. So, and it's just a way to let people connect, and you know, there's two ambassadors in South Carolina. I'm one, and then Morgan Harrell is our other, and she's very much involved in the hunting side. I'm very much involved in the fishing side, and so we're trying to cross train each other.
There you go.
Hit the side of a barn. She can't catch a fish if you throw it at her. So we're going to exchange information.
Baby. Thank you so much for being my co-host today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's been a great pleasure. Yeah, absolutely. All right, folks. As always, go to SCWF or find something to get involved with. Make time to get out there. Take the back roads if you can. Don't forget the camera. See you back here next week. More Woods and Water, South Carolina. Gone to Carolina.